KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's an old story about former NBC chief Brandon Tartikoff. While he was running the network in the early 1980s, he was on the phone in his office talking to somebody about something, and he suddenly had a flash of inspiration totally unrelated to the conversation he was having. He had an idea for a show, and rather than get off the phone and gather his troops and convene an actual meeting, he instead scrawled a few words on a post-it note and handed it to the underlings who were, you know, milling around in his office. MTV Cops is what he wrote, and the show became Miami Vice. Miami Vice was a popular cop show on TV in the 1980s. It's surprisingly depressing that I have to explain what that was. But if you're under 30 and feeling smug about that right now, know this. It all goes lightning fast. First, you're wearing complicated blue jeans and hipster non-sequitur t-shirts, and then suddenly you're trying to explain to some much younger person what the sweet life of Zach and Cody was all about. But losing the thread here. Oh, right, Brandon Tartikoff. So he writes MTV Cops on a post-it note, and the result is Miami Vice. And if he was doing it today, he wouldn't have to reach for a post-it note or grab a pen. If he was doing it today, he would just have to put it on Twitter. Short, grabby, easy to digest. I'm surprised most people don't use Twitter for what it's clearly best for, as a fantastic pitching device. See, Twitter's in the news a lot these days, but for the record, I've been on it for years. I'm RCBL, in case you want to follow me, and I've used it for telling and receiving cruel, hilarious jokes during the Oscar telecast, to locate the Korean barbecue taco truck, to vent some customer dissatisfaction with a big retailer, and sometimes just for starting weird, offbeat conversations. I set one up last month that was simply, quote, my favorite 09 movie in tweet speak, Indian gets rich unexpectedly, dot, not feather. And I got this version back from a friend. Hogan wannabe loses deli counter job, stripper girlfriend, and big comeback fight in that order. Springsteen sings plaintively. But those are for projects that have been made. I don't see why everybody in show business can't just arrange to follow everybody else in show business and pitch new stuff that way. I mean, there are already loads of actors and other famous people on Twitter. What there doesn't seem to be right at this minute are any executives. Now, they should hop on, and in an instant, all of the complicated sitting around, the meetings, the parking, the pitches, the small talk, the whole constellation of boring and soul-killing requirements of the job will be reduced and simplified to what it's really about. A short pitch that's easily digested and sent around to the various marketing heads for approval. A logline. Now, Twitter has its own weird code of at symbols and hashtags. You can send a message to everyone at once, use the at symbol to hit a specific person, or into a general subject heading by using a hashtag. So maybe it would work something like this. Hashtag feature pitches, at Disney Features. How about a Blues Brothers remake with the Jonas Brothers? Hashtag scripted TV, at CBS Comedy, at NBC Comedy, at ABC Comedy. How about a show about two newly married couples married to each other's exes? Hashtag reality TV at Fox. How about a national election for America's student body president? You see how simple that is? That's the power of Twitter. You take a thought, you remove stuff from that thought, and you hit send. I mean, isn't that, in a nutshell, what show business is all about? And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll watch TV on our TVs. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot. P.S. If you liked any of those pitches, feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm an RCBL, and I'm ready to deal.